Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's awesome to be live here today, coming off like the high of the Edge event. I don't know if some of you guys could share if you were there. If you weren't, it's okay. If you were there, you know we rocked the house. It was an incredible event, and it's amazing being around my students who are changing lives and doing amazing things. So thank you. And thank you for being here at Millionaire Success Habits Live and monthly training. It's been an honor and a privilege. It's a pleasure to share with you guys. There's a bunch of you on watching live right now, so I'll take your questions when we get towards the end or in the middle. Go ahead, fire them out. This is real casual. And also, there's going to be hundreds of you watching this as a replay, and it's just new to you, so it might not be live at the moment, but it's the same thing. NBC used to say, if you didn't watch it, it's new to you. So congratulations for everybody being here. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about wanting more out of life, a lot of people that want to go to that next level, a lot of people not happy with where they are, but they don't do anything about it. They stay busy. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but we keep ourselves busy. But I just went live on Facebook and talked about it, and it's the theme of my week. Busy is one thing. Productive is a completely other thing. People who get ahead in life, people that have the ability to go to another level, have figured out how to be productive with their time, not just busy. I mean, look at this. My phone is sitting right here. Text messages coming through, emails coming through, phone calls coming through, attached to social media, Instagram, Facebook, everything. I mean, who would have thought? Imagine if 25 years ago someone said everything you could imagine would be in here. More technology than Bill Clinton had at all his access in the CIA, in the White House, anywhere. We have more access than Bill Clinton did. That's how fast this came, right? And what it's allowed us to do is get a lot more done in a shorter period of time, but it's also created this this distracted world, this busy world, but less productive. Would you guys agree with me on that? That this is a fabulous thing, but we're not as productive as we should be. So with that, today I want to talk about productivity. Now, I opened the Edge. Who was at the Edge? You can let me know if anybody was on. I opened the Edge, like I typically do, the live event that I do every year, and I went through the slides that I just created on productivity. It was the first time I ever went through them a little quick, and everybody at the Edge was like, I freaking love that, I wish you'd had more time. So we have more time, so I'm going to go through some of those slides right now, and today we are going to focus on being productive, on productivity. I have some slides, and we'll go back and forth and bring them up. We won't keep them up too long. If I peek down, it's because I'm looking at the slide real quick, because I really want to hammer this home, because at the end of the day, if you're one of my real estate students, and you have the if you're in one of our high-level masterminds, we have the highest level masterminds for people who have done 0 to 25 deals and then people from 25 deals or more, highest level masterminds that exist. I have a $100,000 a year mastermind with my buddy Joe Polish, greatest mastermind on the planet. People come, gain the capabilities, the confidence, the direction, and change life. Or if you have the reps course that we did with Matt Larson or Automated Blueprint that we did with Chad Bartlett, amazing. But you could be one of my success students too that just bought Millionaire Success Habits or went through my challenge and just said, I just want to learn from you each month. Doesn't matter what you want to do with your life, guys. If you want to make more money, start your own business, be in real estate, start an online company, start an internet business, lose weight, fix your relationship. If we're not productive, we can waste weeks, years, months, and decades if we don't learn how to be productive. So I thought it was important that we go through this. Awesome. Tanner, what's up, man? The best ever. Tom, good to have you here. Jill and Gerald and everybody else that's here. Oh, it only goes up a certain amount of time. I can't see the rest. Gail, good to have everybody here. Okay, so today, let's go to that side. Today, we're going to talk about hardcore productivity from someone who really likes to be in control. Now, I'm going to go to the next slide here. In the past 15 days, you could leave it on me, Mike. I'm just going to burn through this, and then I'll tell Mike when to bring up a slide so we don't just have too many slides. But I did this not to brag, but I just want to show you what I've done in the last 15 days. And I calculated this. This was 15 days prior to the Edge when I shared this. And today, again, we'll get to go deeper on it. Let's go to the slides real quick, and I'll burn through these. Launch Millionaire Success Habits live events in two cities. Created and wrote the entire presentation for that. I created a 90-minute webinar training for a new success product. Wrote the brochure, did a video, a new website copy for the 100K group I do with Joe Polish. I met with Joe 2 times, and we strategized on how to get the best. If we're gonna let another 15 people in. We have a waiting list. I created this presentation and everything I'll share. That was for the Edge people over the next couple of days. I also flew to Utah a day of consulting, working on my biggest deal ever. Pretty cool stuff. I flew to the Quad Cities to check on my 250 properties and hire a new property manager. I flew to Miami and was blessed to spend a whole day and catch up with my buddy Tony Robbins. Flew to Beverly Hills and spoke to a bunch of entrepreneurs who paid $25,000 each to be in the room. I had date night with my kids individually. We booked summer adventure to Europe. Had 3 dinner date nights with Jonelle and the kids. That's my wife. Worked out 13 times and ran Camelback. That's a mountain behind my house. Did my best time ever. Did at least 2 hours of live video training. This is another hour here. Shot over 30 videos for several different campaigns and projects. My infomercial with Larry King launched on the 13th. Did a day of mastermind with a dear new friend, if you don't know, Cody Sperber, on a new level education that we're created. Shot a bunch of videos. Created a brand new killer learning flow and results program for my Organized Brilliance members. And went on Facebook Live and Instagram 15 times without sacrificing, you can go back to me, Mike, without sacrificing the quality of my life. Now, that just sounds like, oh, great, Dean, you're so wonderful. Thank you for sharing all the crap you got done. I say that. What's up, Liberio? Good to have you on, man. I say that because I want you to see what the difference of being productive and busy is. This isn't something I figured out in 5 minutes, guys. I've been busy my whole life. But I've been a study, and I've been obsessed on how do I get the most done while still having my free time. Last night, I left here at 4 o'clock and went to my daughter's game where she, I'm bragging, but this is the best game of her life. She pitched as she struck out every batter she pitched against, and she hit a home run to the fence. I couldn't stop glowing. If you're a parent, you know what I mean. I literally had to turn my face because I was smiling so much it hurt because I know she practices hard. It's not just luck. She works her tail off. So I still fit that in. At 4 o'clock today, I will be catching for my daughter while she's at a pitching coach. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'll be at my son's baseball practice. Saturday, I'll be at a doubleheader with my son. And Sunday will be meeting, chores, and family time. I love my free time while I'm getting stuff done. So how do I get so much done while people a lot smarter than me are paralyzed? And I want you to think of it in binary thinking. Binary thinking is ones and O's. Right? It's either yes or no. Let's go to the slide here for a second, Mike. It's either ones or O's. It's pretty black and white. I try to think of it in absolutes, right? And here's some examples. Let me just show you. You're either climbing or you're sliding. There's no in between. Don't count. I'm just hovering. No such thing as hovering. Okay? There are only 2 activities, money makers and things that don't make you money. Yes, there's a lot of other things in life, but we're talking about making money, taking your life to another level. There's either money or not. There are assets and there are non-assets. There's people that are either in or they're out. There's energizers. There's people. There's activities that energize or drain you. And it's either yes or it's a no. Victory or death. You can come back to me, Mike. It's either victory or death. Burn the boats, right? How do you take the island? You burn the boats and then you have no choice. That's kind of binary thinking. Now, you can't do binary thinking everything, not with parenting and a couple things. But it really helps to create productivity. So productivity habit number one, jot this down. Hopefully you got notes. Hopefully you're taking these down, is you're either climbing or you're sliding. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself with a couple of these in regards to the questions that I want to share with you. Let's put these up. The big ugly questions. Mike, you can pop this up. Is the situation or relationship you're in moving you forward or backwards? Again, I promise you, this is all going to relate back to showing you how to be super productive. Now, this is going to be an hour of training. It's going to be hardcore. The cool part, it goes in your back office. You could slow this down. You can watch it. And like I always say when I teach, take the parts that serve you, throw the rest away. We can't put it all in our life overnight. It's overwhelming. It's just too much stuff. Take the parts of this that serve you and throw the rest away. So, am I simply busy? Or am I being massively productive? Does this activity make me money or not? If I keep these habits up, where will I be in 10 years? Does this energize me or drain me? Now think about that. You can come back to me, Mike. Let's just talk about that. Does it drain you? Does it bring you to where you want to be? Am I being productive or just busy? And what happens is a lot of us will think, well, I'd love to get more done, Dean. I'd love to get more done, but I'm overwhelmed. So when it comes to real estate, let's just say, and we don't have to go to slides right now. If it comes to real estate, there's only three things you really should be doing. You don't have to go to slides, Mike. Leave them off for now. When it comes to real estate, again, I'm going to cheat and look at my slides. When it comes to real estate, if you're going to make money there, there's really three things you need to be doing. You need to be marketing for buyers and sellers. You need to be making offers, and you need to be selling houses, right? Making offers, selling houses, marketing to do both. But if you're have an internet business, you should be mainly doing three things. You should be advertising and marketing and getting great at it. You should be creating sales content and the content to fulfill. If you're going to lose weight, there's really three things you should be doing. Watching what you eat, exercising, and making healthy choices in your life all the way around, right? There's when you boil down success, it's usually 2 to 4 things that you should be focusing on. But we get so distracted that we run off and we seem like we don't have time to get what we really want to do. So this will all come together here in a minute. Overwhelm is a symptom of a bigger problem. Lack, and I want you to write this down. Overwhelm happens when you don't have a clear-cut vision or clarity on what you really want. Because when you know what you really want, it's easy to say no to the things that don't bring you towards. Remember, binary thinking? Does it bring me towards what I want, or does this activity bring me away from what I want? If you have clarity on what you want, saying no happens just like that. Lack of a clear, defined target, a timeline. How do you know when you're winning the game if you don't have a goal with a timeline? If you don't have a scorecard, right? You could say, I want to make more money next year. What the heck does that mean? When are you going to start? What are you going to do today? What are you going to do tomorrow? So many times we don't have a deadline, so put a deadline on it, a clear timeline. We have lack of focus. We're easily distracted, phones and social media. How many times have you gone in to check your bank account, and 2 hours later you popped your head out of the computer, out of your little phone, and your neck hurt? You're like, wow, why is my neck hurt? Because you've been looking down for 2 hours at stupid stuff on Facebook, on fake news or whatever, or gossip. We're easily distracted. We're going to get how to overcome that. Lack of a system for productivity. And we're going to be talking about that today. You've got to have a system to be productive. And lack of learning from the right person or experience. You're taking advice from your broke friend on money or your single friend on how to fix your marriage, right, or get into a relationship. We just have it. It's just we're creatures of habit. We end up taking advice from people we love, not necessarily people that have the chops to give it to us. A lot of this is a result of lack of discipline. So productivity habit number 2, there is no victory without discipline. Now, I want to tell you something. The word discipline is hard for me even to write. I created that slide, that thought. I'm like, discipline, man, I'm really not that disciplined. Or I don't like the word. I didn't like discipline in school. I didn't like discipline from parents. I don't like discipline from anybody. But I am pretty disciplined. And the right kind of discipline changes your life. So let's talk about discipline. Your life is the sum total of your days, okay? And your days are the sum total of your actions. You can put that slide up for a minute, Mike, so people can see this and write it down. Your days are the sum total of your daily actions. Your daily actions are the result of your daily habits. So here's the big question. Do you have million-dollar habits, or do you have $100 habits? That's a big question. Do you have million-dollar habits, or do you have $100 habits? Productivity habit number 3. If you're not conscious of your daily habits and actions, you are under someone else's control, or something else. If we apply binary thinking to this statement, you're either free or you're enslaved. Cultivating discipline is not that hard once you stop listening, excuse the words, BS, and just decide to do it. Okay, let's go back to me. That was an example on real estate. For example, if you're in the real estate world, you could say, I'm not making offers because the market's too fast. There's no good deals where I live. I'm not going to the gym because I'm so damn busy at work. There's just no time. I haven't registered that URL or started that online business or started selling that product on Amazon yet because we create all these BS stories in our head that stop us. The fact of the matter is, if you're in real estate, there's more deals being bought and sold right now than there has in 10 years. If you're talking about any other business, did you know this? Ready for this stat? Did you know, according to Fortune magazine, this year, there will be an additional, this is a crazy stat, there will be an additional 1,700 millionaires made every single day. An additional, Fortune magazine, I have it. I found the article, I got it copied, we saved it, time stamped it. 1,700 additional millionaires a day this year. Is this a time, more than ever before in history. So is this a bad time or could that be a story, right? So that we gotta get that out of the way. So how do we cultivate discipline? Figure out the stuff, think about this, discipline. This is just a different way of going deep on your clarity. Figure out the stuff that's actually important to do. Your marketing, selling, buying, starting, right? What is it that you want more of in your life right now? Yes, it's being recorded, Scott. No worries. Jim, yeah, recorded. What is it you want? You want your first real estate deal? What should you be doing? You want to start that new company? What should you be doing? Better relationship? What should you do? What's important? People say they want a new relationship, but they ignore talking to their spouse for 2 years straight. What's important? Decide to just do that. If you have an online business, is marketing important and understanding Facebook? Facebook, say Facebook ads and then selling and then delivering the content or delivering the product. If that's what you want to do and that's the most important, then decide to just do that. Binary thinking, right? Schedule your day. Do not let your day schedule you. So many of us walk around playing offense. We are playing defense. We just let the world take us where it wants to go. Oh, this happened. Let me fix this. We're answering our emails as they come in. Let's fix this. As our texts, we're like a robot. Oh, text, let me answer. Oh, email, let me answer. Oh, phone call, let me answer. And all of a sudden, boom, it's 5, 7, 10 o'clock at night. Day is gone. Schedule your day before it schedules you. Ready for this one? This is enlightening. Stick to the damn schedule. Schedule the day, stick to the damn schedule. Have a hard end time, have a hard end with deadlines, right? Again, how do you know you're winning the game unless there's a score? In a basketball game, there's a timer, right? And then the game's over. Baseball game, football game, life, there's a timer. But we don't put a timer on our next level. We want more, but we just let the timer go and just figure it'll happen. No, it doesn't happen unless you put a timer on it. So, deadline. Okay, let's get real about time. If we go more than 2 hours straight, a lot of times we'll get fried. I don't mean you can't work 10 hours. I've a lot of days way over 10 hours. But 2 hours, put in hard 2 hours. I'm going to evolve to this thinking, evolve 2 hours. And then take a break. Go take a walk, meditate, work out, stretch, walk around the block, get in, you know, do yoga, anything. Just take a little break in between 2 hours. You get drained and you're not working in flow. You're not getting stuff done. It's pretty unsustainable to get more than 5 hours of really productive work. I'm not saying you can't work 10, 12 hours. I do, but I'm talking productive work. 5 hours in a day is real. So really, we got to identify the stuff that we need to be doing that we're just, let's talk about money today, that's making us money and the stuff that just does not make us money. And define what can we cram into those hours where we're going to be most productive, right? So, now you can pull the slide up, Mike, real quick. Eldrick, yeah, 80-20 rule, great book too. It's always on point. Million different ways to skin that. So, my secret weapons, mindset, systems, and proactive planning. Okay, mindset. Every day I create a day set up for success. Let me just push these slides up. Mike, you can come off the slides for a second here. So there's three types of days we can have. Let's just face it. Now we're going to back up a little bit to give you the momentum. This is before takeoff for a great day. This is before productivity. Just picture we're on the runway now, and we want to get this plane to go fast, efficient, no shaking, and right to our destination on where we want to fly. We don't want to go up bumpy and fly over here and then fly over here and then, oh, let's look at this here. Oh, what's over here? Shiny object. Oh, squirrel, right? We want a jet that takes off and goes right to our destination. So there's three types of days. One where you can wake up insecure and afraid. We have a lot of those days. Oh, man, I hope this doesn't go wrong. What if this goes wrong? What if I don't have money? What if the time? What if I'm stuck in this job, this life forever? What if I never do a deal? What if I? We have those days, right? We also have days where you're like, kind of, you think you're hovering. Like, that's a pretty good day. You know, I got done what I need to get done. That's good. And then we have days that we're on fire. We're courageous. We just want to go to the next level. We have confidence and we take control. Those days, don't we wish we could have those every day? Well, then set your day up for that. Do whatever it takes to make that day happen. I have my own hacks. I have my own things. I've shared with you guys before if you're in this. Others like Dean will recommend outsourcing. Okay, I'll read these later. So I want to fill you guys. I want to share with any comments, but let's save. You guys can post. Shiny object I'm talking about. I'm going to look away from this, and when we're done today, I will come back. When I'm done speaking, I'll come back and I'll do Q&A. But I set my day up for success real simple. Maybe you could find one for you. I put my phone on airplane mode at night. So I don't wake up and look at texts or emails because then immediately that email and that text would be in control. I'd be on defense and I would be affected by that. I would be letting the day control me not control the day. As soon as I do that, as soon as I wake up, I try. Don't always do it perfect. I want to tell you something, guys. This is practice. You don't go to the gym once and you're all strong. You got to go every day, right? So I wake up and I try to fill my head first couple thoughts with gratitude. It's going to be a nice day today. Oh, my kids are safe and sound in the other room. Oh, last night my daughter hit a home run because she's been practicing and her heart was so filled up. She was so full of joy. You know, today I get to go to practice with my son. Just something simple to be grateful for. Business, the edge. Oh, my God, the edge went amazing. You guys, today I can be grateful for this, just to be here with you, you being focused on this and hopefully give you one thing today that can help you get more productive and change your life. So I think about that and then I go feed my body. I feel like I fed my head, my soul. I go feed my body. For me, it's a scoop of green drink. It's a whole lemon. It's some MCT oil or XCT oil. Down a big glass of that, and then I go move. Then I go for my body. I go move, right? I either go climb the mountain or take a jog or go to the gym, and I feel like that sets my day up. And then when I come home, I do a morning routine with my kids, and that routine, I'm done with all of that. They're out of the house by 7:45. That's all done. And man, I don't have perfect days every day, but if I do that right, man, I'm setting up a day for confidence. I'm not setting up a day like, oh, I checked that email and lack and scarcity. We all have issues. It's how we set up the day that helps. So that's the first one. Then systems. Figure out the steps. When we talk about systems, it could seem complicated, but I want to ask you this. Figure out the systems, or the process, or the steps that you have done or you're going to do that make you money or lead you towards your goal, right? That's what a system is, because most of the time systems live in here and we got to do it ourselves or we feel other people can't do it as good because we haven't created a standing operating procedure. Well, you know, if we create SOPs, standing operators procedures of the things that make us money, make us happier, take us to a next life, then it could be replicated by us. We could fall back on it, or if we grow a business, we can have other people follow it. Listen, I have a system when it comes to real estate, to finding deals, selling deals, processing deals, overseeing deals. I don't do any of it now. It's a system, a standing operating procedure. But I have a system when I create training. I want to show you something. If you ever, anybody would listen right now, you could say yes, and I'll try not to look away. Have you ever thought about writing a book? If you have, let me know. Have you ever thought about creating a training system, a training program? Teach people how to do whatever it is that you have a passion for or you're good at or an expertise or an experience. Have you ever thought of anything like that? If you did, let me know. If not, that's okay. Well, I have a system. If I had to try to sit down and write a whole book or sit down and write a whole training course or all the things that I'm doing, if I just sat down and had to write the whole thing, it would never happen. Hey, could you come put the password in this computer? It went dark, Mike. So let me tell you what I do. If I am going to create a new program, I will think about it obsessively and take notes nonstop. And you, I just come over there. Think about it nonstop and write notes. I want to create a course on, you know, the winning state of mind. I want to create a course on, I want to do one on influence next, right? So I will take notes. And then I will record it on my phone. I'm like, oh, the first thing about influence is this. And I'll talk. Then as soon as I'm done, here's my system. Think about it, notes. Step two, record it on my phone. Step three, I push it to Rev, rev.com. Rev is an app that gets things transcribed. So I thought about it, I recorded it, I sent it to Rev. For pennies, they will transcribe it. Then it goes to my nephew Tanner, and he edits it. And then it comes back to me, I clean it up. That section's done. That's a process. If I had to sit down and try to write a course from beginning to end, it just wouldn't happen. It's not the way I think. Now, maybe that's the way you would do it. But I'm telling you, if you create a system, a standing operating procedure, things go quicker, especially the second and third time you do it. Proactive planning. Spend more time, just same thing I was talking about. Spend more time thinking about the plan than actually working on the plan. We sit down and say, okay, time to plan, time to do the process. Thanks, Mike. And what I realize is those moments when you think about it, when you're in the shower, when you're taking a walk, when you're just sitting alone, take notes. And the more planning you do, the easier it is for when you're ready to actually do it. Does that make sense? Am I making sense here, guys? If I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the right questions and 5 minutes on the solutions. That was Albert Einstein. So think about that. I take that for what I'm saying is don't sit down for an hour trying to solve the problem or the solution. Spend all the time in advance thinking of the right questions, what it needs, how to do the product, how to do, and then all of a sudden when it's time, attack for 5 minutes and watch how much more you get done. Carve out the time in advance and stick to the time. Okay, knowing what to, put this up on the screen for a second, I think that's important. Knowing what you need to do and in what order, and then making notes about it during the time leading up to go time avoids reaction. Knowing what to do allows you to understand clearly what you should not be doing. Does that make sense? Knowing what to do allows you to understand clearly what you should not be doing. How do you actually do this? Your first mission is to figure out what's really productive. So you can come back to me, Mike. Truly productive activity. Binary thinking. It either moves you forward or it kills you. That's a little extreme, but think about it. That activity either moves you forward or it kills you. We try to do way too much stuff at once. We know that to be true, and we're not focused. Most of the stuff we do doesn't matter. It should be on your not-to-do list. I always say that. I don't want to get deep on a not-to-do list, but think about the stuff you do during the day. If it doesn't serve you, God, your bigger future, making more money, or the things you desire, happiness, joy, time with your family, then why the hell are we doing it? Sometimes we just get in a hypnotic rhythm and do stuff we shouldn't be doing. It's got to go. Our perfectionism actually causes us harm. It actually causes us hold back. It's like I know so many real estate students of mine that, or if you're just success minded, I'll give them a and they'll obsess on the details. They'll say, well, I need to know every single contract before I make an offer. No, you need to make offers. You need to jump out of the plane and hope, grow wings on the way down, jump in the football game, get on. You can't do anything from the sidelines. Stop trying to be perfect. Instead, move forward, take action. So if you think about stuff that you do, let's just say if you're an investor, right? Any business, you want to go to another level. Think about all the things we do in a day. We answer emails. We surf online. We get stuck in social media. We create specific to-do lists every single day, creating our to-do list. We go look at properties. If we're in real estate, we look at properties. Maybe if you're in the real estate space, you run to Home Depot, or you worry about what could go wrong, or you study the contracts and the forms, and you want to learn every little piece. But then there's things we do like create marketing, make offers, find buyers. Again, whatever business you're in. Market online, create sales funnels, create product, create service. Write my book, get it done, find out who needs it, right? What is the stuff that we've done? Because at the end of the day, we do all this stuff, and what we should be doing is just typically three things: marketing, cultivating buyers, selling our product, whether that's real estate or anything. Again, I'm not trying to simplify, but I know businesses that are just can't get off the ground because they focus on every little thing and they forgot what got them there in the first place was this core piece. If you know you want to lose weight, there's some just core things you should be doing. You don't need to read every book, check every single social media site. You don't need to ask a million different diets or what's the fad this week. We know, listen, I'm not being disrespectful here. I know when I do it myself. You want to lose weight, there's a couple things you should do, right? And get in better shape. Watch and don't eat sugar. Eat more stuff that God made. Lean protein and vegetables. And go to the gym 3 to 5 days a week. Now, if I was going to lose weight, there is 200 things I could be doing. I could search social media for it. I could ask friends about it. I could go to meetup groups. I could do all these things. But if I really want to lose weight and get in better shape, I'd do my best to cut out sugar. I'd eat stuff God created, like lean proteins and lots of veggies, and I'd hit the gym. That was an oversimplification of trying to say, what are the core things you need to be working on that you're not? You're letting the busyness and distractions eat you alive. Your mission is to schedule your activity. Scheduling part one. Look at everything you want and need to accomplish over the next 2 weeks. List it in a logical order, that in the order of which it needs to be done. And chunk big things down to little. You know, when, again, I'm on the real estate buzz because we just got done with The Edge. I teach success, I teach sales, negotiating, but real estate is such a big part of my life. What happens is somebody jumps into real estate, or maybe you're in real estate or considering it. Love real estate, right? But what happens is you go and you look at real estate as this big, I'm going to get into real estate, and it's this big monster table, this big, God, there's so many pieces. Then you might chunk it down a little and say, no, I'm just going to wholesale. I'm going to find deals no one else can find off market. I'm going to find buyers, and I'm going to hook them up, and I'm going to make money in the middle. That big bucket still turns into another bucket that, like, oh, I'm going to wholesale. How do I wholesale today? No, you're not going to wholesale today. You're going to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Today, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to schedule 3 hours of time without looking at email, without looking at social media, without the kids coming in. I'm going to do 3 hours today, and I'm going to do everything to put a few buyers on my list, cash buyers that want real estate deals. You could do that in 3 hours. You want a virtual assistant to help you do some of the process. If you said tomorrow, 2 hours, I'm going to do nothing but go to Upwork. I'm going to research $4 an hour personal virtual assistants. I'm going to find one versed in English. I'm going to find one that understands real estate. And I'm going to have them put out offers, run my Facebook ads, whatever it is. You could do that in 2 hours. But if you say, I'm going to find buyers next week, and you're looking at email distracted, never going to happen. Chunk it down into bite-sized pieces, and you'll get stuff accomplished. Scheduling part two, set dedicated hours where you do nothing but work on that task, like I was looking at. Set a hard end time and a deadline for each one of those projects. You want to put 5 buyers on your list? Next week, 4 hours, you're not quitting until you're done. Your next mission is to eliminate distractions. You know, is it good to be selfish? Is it good to be selfish? Yes. It's absolutely good to be selfish. Eliminate distractions. Yes, we know we need to help other people. Yes, we want to give our time. Yes, we want to be the best parents. I obsess probably too much, talk about it too much. I'm the parent I love to be engaged. Am I perfect? Hell no. Make mistakes all the time. But I want to be an engaged parent. I want to be with my kids all the time. But I also want to leave a legacy for my kids. I also want to leave a work ethic. I also want to leave a business that I hope they take over. If they don't want to, that's okay. I want all those things. So simultaneously, I want to leave a legacy while I want to spend time with them. Sometimes they conflict. I have to be selfish I have to be selfish with my dedicated work time in order to leave them a legacy. When I'm going to work on something that needs my focused attention, the phone goes away. I don't do it when my kids are running around because I'm going to want to be with them. I don't let anybody interrupt me. Nobody comes into my space. I disappear. People in my office don't even know where I am. They probably think I'm out goofing around. I have dedicated work time where I have to do the stuff that is so creative for me that gets me to another level, that I can have a thriving company, that I can create a legacy. So selfish with your time is really being unselfish to your bigger goals. So decide who and what gets your attention during work hours. Stand firm in your commitment and stay focused on the right now. It's the only thing you have. We're only in the right now, so stay focused on that time. Distractions that cost you millions. Ready for this? Social media. 30 minutes a day is 3.5 hours a week. Burned, gone, never back. Didn't add value to your life in most cases. The phone, text, emails, alerts, social media alerts, the screen. Only turn on the computer when you need to. How many times you just turn it on, you get sucked in, and hours go by. Take that time back. Take it towards productivity and the things that drive you to a better you. Email. Be proactive, not reactive. Don't wait for emails to come in. Literally, think about this. People email you, and you're like, oh, got to reply. So you're going to jump when people tell you that you didn't ask how high you should jump? Set the time when you answer email. Don't just be waiting on defense. Play offense. People. The right people at the right time at the right place. Don't let people rob your productivity time, the certain time, the scheduled time. That's your time to be selfish. You can help a lot more people in your life, cut bigger checks, solve more problems if you're productive and your business is thriving. During your dedicated hours, just eliminate the distractions. Productivity habit number 5. If one man can do it, so can you. You just got to look at it that way. If one person can do it, so can you. There's people with us right now who've had massive success. Most all of you have had success in some area of your life. Some of you have had massive success. Some of you have failed. But if you really look, there is nothing that has been done that you can't do with the right focus, with the right dedication, with the right discipline, and with the right productivity habits. How many times in 2 hours in your life at one point you were just in this flow and you just got so much done? Imagine if you could do that every day. I started this today, seemingly like bragging, showing you all the things I did in the last 15 days. That's not all of them. It was literally twice as long and I felt embarrassed to write them all down, but it's a true story. I have had to force myself because I have so many goals, aspirations, and desires in helping change the world and creating a thriving company and getting my message to the world. I had to learn to be so damn productive. And a lot of what I'm sharing with you allows me to say no. One of the biggest things that I'm getting better and better at every day is knowing what to say no to. Yes, I have too much going on. No question about it. My team would tell you that. But I know what to say no to, and I know when to focus, and I know how to be productive, and you can too. This isn't something you're born with. It's a learned skill. So start thinking of these habits. Watch this video again. It'll be in your back office. Stop at each section. Again, what I always say, take what serves you, throw the rest away. How to get good. Here's a lie. Let's talk about this as real estate, but do it with anything. Deal finding is only for the chosen few. I know in real estate, I guess it's an easy analogy for me to use, and it's again, so fresh on my mind. People will say, like, even at like an event, they'll be like, well, that guy, he must be special. I don't know how that person finds 30 deals a month. Where I live, there are no deals. Deal finding is this special thing. It's like a unicorn or whatever it is that you desire to go next to. Selling books. Man, that person can sell books, but you know, the internet, just there's too many people on Facebook, and Borders went out of business, and books just don't sell anymore. TV shows don't work, and infomercials, all this stuff we could say, the lie. The truth of the matter is, if it was coming to real estate, you know how you get good at finding deals? Pull this up, Mike. I want to show them. How do you get good? Deal finding is only for the chosen few. The truth, you get good at finding deals, well, by trying to find deals. That's how you get good at it. Dedicate an hour a day to finding deals. By the end of 30 days, you'll be good enough to no longer worry about it. You can come off that slide. So whatever, this was fresh out of the edge, but think about that. If we forget about the lie, like doing deals is only for that chosen few that figure out. No, you know what they did? They went out and tried to find deals and they dedicated time. If you dedicated an hour a day in real estate of just finding deals, for the first 2 weeks, you might get turned down, not know what you're doing, say the wrong things. But if you do an hour a day of focused time, of nothing else but that, and you fine-tune the skill, and you got better, and you learned from your mistakes, you overcame objections, by the end of 30 days, you'd be an expert. And you know what you do? You'd be one of the chosen few. No, chosen few? My daughter went and killed it last night. Killed it. All the moms and dads, I felt so amazing. They're all like, your daughter, your daughter, your daughter. You know where she's going to be tonight? Literally at 3:30, she will get done with school, she'll change in the car, and she's going to be with a pitching coach who kicks her butt. Last week it was 98 degrees. She was out there freaking sweating and just firing away. I'm not bragging. She missed her homework this morning. She's going to get a terrible grade. Like, we can't be perfect. But she's good at softball, not because of what she does on the field during a game. It's what she did off the field. What are you doing off the field? Are you putting the time in to get good? Are you just thinking other people can do it? They got lucky. No, it's the time and dedication. You just have to decide to do it. Instead of trying to get more money by doing more stuff, why don't we just remove the money barriers, right? So think of money barriers. Money barriers are just this. Pull that screen up. I want everybody to see that. Lack of a plan. Lack of confidence. Lack of a target. How do you know where you're going if you don't have a target? Lack of systems. Perfectionism. Procrastination. Distractions. And learning through your own trial and error. There are money barriers. That's not something that's like what Dean thinks. That's just official. So again, when you go back and you look at that or what I just shared, like, do you have a plan? Are you doing all the things like in my Winning State of Mind or in my book, Millionaire Success Habits, to build your confidence so you make smart decisions? Do you have a target? Do you have a deadline? Do you have a system? Are you trying to be perfect and not start till you're perfect? If I waited to start until I was perfect, I still wouldn't start because I am so far from perfect. Are you procrastinating because you feel like you need more information? Are you easily distracted with all the tools and gadgets? You get to decide that. Use a daily or weekly checklist. And I'm going to show this one. This is for real estate. Super simple checklist. Can you pull that up, Mike? In real estate, this would be a checklist for every day. Did I make offers? Did I cultivate more buyers? Did I start, tweak, expand, or focus on my marketing for both today? Think about how simple that is. That's a binary checklist. You could go off that, Mike. So think about that in any area. You want to write a book? Did I write today? Did I research today? Did I have dedicated time today? If you want to lose weight, did I make healthy choices? Did I go to the gym? Yes or no? There's no in between. There's no, well, today was busy. Yes or no? Get binary. You're starting a new company. Did I do the research I needed to do? Did I register the URL? Did I get a new account? Whatever it is, make simple checklists. And at the end of the day, just be honest with yourself. Did I do them or did I not do them? And man, it is, the more brutally honest you are with yourself, the better. And guys, please feel free, add in questions. I'm done with the slides and we're going to go to Q&A here. So any questions you have, how can we get copies of your slides? Mike, can you make a note to put those slides in the back office? You can get it with him. There you go. Laura, we'll put the slides in the back office. But this is a time to be brutally honest with yourself. Sometimes I'll have a real estate student and say, God, I've been in this for 5 months. Just not working for me. And I'll say, how many offers have you made? Oh, none. How much marketing have you done to find deals? Oh, none yet. No, I'm just still studying. How many buyers have you talked to that could potentially give you some cash for your deals? Because there's more people buying real estate now than ever before. I haven't talked to any yet. So then what the hell have you been doing for a couple months? Don't say I've been trying. What have you been doing? And I'm not saying that to be rude, but it's like we need this binary thinking. Are you doing the crap that makes you money or are you just running on a treadmill? So any questions? Let's see. The path. Love this stuff. Thank you. Thanks, Dean. I was wanting the slides too, Laura. All right. That's great. You guys are going to get those all in. Thanks. Laura, that's awesome. I'm writing a book on women's self-defense. That's awesome. Congratulations. Any questions you guys have? Any thoughts on this? We have a bunch of people online right now, plus hundreds will be watching this in the replay. This is your time to get to ask me the questions. I know I moved along fast, but being productive is the key. If you want to say I'm getting into flow, there's great books on how to get into flow. There's great books on being productive. But we don't have time to read everything, right? We don't have time for every book. I was hoping today, and when I put those slides together, is I wanted to give you the fastest track to just be honest with yourself, look in the mirror and go, yes, I'm being productive, doing all I can, or no, there's a whole other level of productivity. I'm just going to follow this guy, Dean said. I'm not perfect, but I've been doing this crap for a long time. I have a lot of really productive friends, and I rob this stuff from them, utilize the things I've done, and kind of mismatch and give you the recipe, the quickest recipe. Okay, we got some questions. Needed this today. I've definitely been slacking off. I did sign a new client 2 days ago, but that was just one fell in my lap. Needing a mental boost. Good job, Jill. You are honest. Love the honesty. That's how all change starts, with being honest. Gerald, how do you stick to your schedule planning when you're sleeping irregular or having low energy? Great question, Gerald. Listen, energy is a tough one because I might be jaded. I truly believe, and listen, there's medical issues for being tired. There's a gazillion different things. All I know is check a couple things. What are your habits? If you owned, I got this from my buddy Joe Polish, who stole it from somebody else. But if you owned $1 million racehorse, right? If you owned $1 million racehorse and your whole life was about this horse winning, would you make sure it ate the right food? Would you make sure it rested when it needed? And if a horse could meditate, would you let it meditate? Would you exercise it regularly? Would you feed it coffee, donuts, processed food, or would you give it water? And Mike, could you come unlock this, please? Sorry, guys. Computer locks up. I should have it so it doesn't. How would you treat $1 million racehorse, right? Would you feed it and take care of it? Sometimes, talk about the health side, sometimes we treat ourselves, I mean, we are the $1 million racehorse. You are, Gerald. You are all you have. Success is on your shoulders. There's no one going to do it for us. So if you're tired, there could be a bunch of medical reasons, and maybe you take care of yourself amazing. Maybe you're eating the perfect food, you're exercising, you're doing everything perfect, and I'm sorry. But that's one thing. Secondly, I want you to know, this is where I might be biased. I don't feel like we're born with energy. We create energy. We create it. I have to tell you, it's going to sound like I'm bragging, but I don't think bragging or like, you know, maybe I'm unique, but The Edge, the first night, I had a second day presentation. I didn't like it. I wanted to really rock it. I felt the audience needed something different. So I stayed up till like 2 o'clock in the morning, rewriting and tweaking and practicing for the next day of the event. And no one would know it, but I was rehearsing. Then 2 o'clock, but then I promised everybody the next day I'd meet them on the top of Camelback Mountain, which is usually like a 45-minute climb like this. I'd meet them there at sunrise. Sunrise was 5:47 in the morning. I was still up practicing at 2. I slept a couple hours. I got up. I was like, oh my God. And then I just decided, yes, my body, I'm a little tired in my head, but I'm there to serve. I want to make an impact on the world. I don't want to have anybody see me with my eyes down. I don't want to talk about being tired. I don't be like, oh, guys, today's going to be a tough one. Or, oh, I need my coffee. I just decided in that moment that I can create the energy inside. We have so much of it there if we unleash it. And I just found this burst. I beat everybody to the top of the mountain. I did one of my best times. And then I went and rocked a whole day at the Edge event, delivered my new presentation. And then we were done. We all celebrated in my suite. We had a group of people in my suite till late. And then we started over again. Yeah, you're like, Dean, you're cool, great. No, but I know I was exhausted, but I found that energy within because I had a purpose, I had a vision. So the two best things I could share with you is take care of yourself like you're $1 million racehorse and have a clear vision on where you want to go and find the enthusiasm to drive yourself towards that vision. I think you'll find a level of sleep and a level of enthusiasm, for lack of a better word, to carry you through that. I hope that helps. I haven't looked here in a while, and a lot of questions came in. Let's see. Gerald, question. Let's see. I'd be learning, thanks, but how do you need to apply? But now need to apply. Have you heard of HELO? No, I haven't. How do you put your thoughts into actions? Jim, what's going on? How do you put your thoughts into actions? Well, I think it's everything we talked about today. It's everything we talked about today. What are your thoughts? And remember, you know, your thoughts are one thing, but your vision is much stronger than your thoughts, because your thoughts lie to you all the time. Your thoughts go back and forth. Thoughts go up and down. Thoughts are, one day you're on fire and life is wonderful, and the next day it's shit, when really nothing happened different in those 2 days except the thoughts you have. So, Jim, the first thing I always remember are thoughts are things, and thoughts lie to you. Did you ever have a thought tell you your friend did something behind your back? And you're like, how could they do that? How could they go to that party and not invite me? And you're all fired up, and then you find out they were sick and stayed home, and it wasn't anything like that. Did your thought lie to you? Yeah, of course. Thoughts lie to you every day. What about the inner dialogue, right? I mean, literally, right now, for a second, can you hear that inner voice without talking? Can you hear that inner voice say yes or no inside with your mouth shut? Right? That voice, that person talks to us all the time. We're not crazy. There's always that inner voice. Should I go to this party? Should I do this deal? Should I do this? Should I get enrolled in this next level course? Should I show up at the live event? Or did she really do that? Did he do that? All this dialogue going on. Sometimes the thoughts are so loud and so noisy. It's like if it was a friend sitting along next to you, you'd be like, shut up. You never stop talking. Just be quiet. That's our thoughts, right? So thoughts are cool, but vision and clarity is a lot better. Find out the vision of where you want to go. It's a year from now. You turn around, Jim. It's the best year of your life. What does that look like? That's your vision. And then start doing the shit, for lack of a better word, that brings you towards that vision, and start saying no to the stuff that keeps you stalled. Start saying no to the stuff that doesn't serve you. Start saying yes to the stuff that does, but then chunk it down. Prioritize. Stop distractions. Get discipline. Set timelines with deadlines, and work in that time to reach those goals. I hope that makes sense. I hope you guys enjoyed this today. I appreciate all the feedback. We had a bunch of people. A lot of people came on late. You can absolutely watch this in the back office. It's a pleasure to serve you guys here, the Millionaire Success Habits Monthly. I think this is the biggest secret no one knows about. You know, I have a $100,000 a year group and some other amazing groups, and this is the only time I share live, take questions, and deliver what's on my heart at the moment. Next month, it'll be something else that's on point. So do whatever it takes. If you're new to Millionaire Success Habits Monthly, make sure you go in the back office and check out all the past ones. This will be there pretty soon, or, you know, within the next 24 hours, I'm sure this will be up. You can watch this. We'll make sure we get the slides back in there for you. There's a training I did on New Year's Day that will last forever. Just because I did it on New Year's Day, it's relevant every day of your life. If you haven't watched that, you should dig into it. And a lot of people have been asking me, some of you, probably half of you are my real estate students, half of you are my success students watching today. So I'm always just talking about success. But so many email us about our next level real estate training. If you ever have a desire to work with me on real estate, to work with my top student, Matt, in our small group, literally my studio, we had 50 people or more than 50 working here on Monday, getting them in the game, showing them the path to real estate, laying out their business, solving their problems so they go faster and quicker. If you ever want to see or apply and talk to someone to see if you'd like to work there, you can go to dgachieve.com. That's dgachieve.com. There's a little application there. There's a video. And we have special programs for people who've never done a deal and want to learn it and get into their first deal. Then we have a special program for people who've done 25 deals or more. Now, again, real estate's one part of my life. We have great success programs and training. We have high performance training. We got all this great stuff. But this week is real estate's on my mind. So if you ever want, just go to dgachieve.com. And apply, and you can check out a video there and some cool stuff. And thank you guys for being here. This has been an awesome week. This has been an awesome training. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it just as much. And I'll see you guys live next month. Until then, remember, you are the one who can take control of your life. Take care.